And then there's other people, honey, who quit drinking earlier because they can see how it's going to go and they don't like it, and there's this radio station in their head and they'd like it to stop. And, you know, I'm one of those people. I want the noise in my head to stop. And I have been assured by everybody who is longer-term sober that the only way to get that noise to stop is to be 100% abstinent, not one drink. Because one drink wakes Wolfie up, wakes up that voice. And really, you know, I'm working hard at getting that voice to stop. I'm not going to do anything. Because, you know, let me just say this. Getting sober is hard, and it's really hard when the people around you don't understand it. And I know you don't understand it because you don't have the same noise in your head. I know you don't really get it. But it's brutally hard. And I am doing, most days, the best I can. And some days I don't take very good care of myself, and I don't have enough to sleep or enough to eat, or I don't get enough sleep, and I make it harder for myself. But I'm learning this self-care thing through a process of trial and error, and hopefully more success than error. But let me say this, and this is going to be really hard to say. You being mean to me makes it worse, because I already know that this is a fucking disaster situation. I already know that. Tough love doesn't work with people like me. Tough love makes me rebellious and angry, and it kicks off the toddler screaming voice in my head that says, fuck it, I'll just drink. And I know that it does seem like if you've got a bratty child, that if you periodically give them a big yelling, that they will smarten up. It's hard to say this, but in this case, with me, with us, with this particular situation, being a jerk, being an ass, reminding me, it doesn't help, it doesn't work, and it doesn't make it better, it makes it worse. And I know that you don't get it, and you're not trying to be mean, and you're trying to remind me of the 300 times that I fucked up, and you're saying, don't drink now or I'll divorce you, because you think that that will reach me. It doesn't. Well, I'm not saying it doesn't. It has the potential to backfire. I know that you think that an ultimatum or a force or just being shitty with me, you think that being shitty with me in general makes it easier for me to be sober, and it's just not true. It makes it harder. And I'm not going to blame my drinking on you, and I'm not going to say that if you're mean to me, I will drink, because I'm responsible for me, and I decide what I consume and what I don't consume. But if you'd like to be supportive, and you'd like to be helpful, then I'd like to propose a 100-day challenge where you're not an ass. And that would mean that for 100 days, you can offer me my replacement drink every night at 6:30. You can...